Rage for wisdom, or against the hollow, ineffective, and side-loaded. Walk the great trails. Bring books, narrated ones, so that you can comprehend it all faster. Your journey should start with a good overview of philosophy and Socrates, who was murdered precisely because he questioned side-loading culture and beliefs. It was a new invention back then, and it was meant to control how young people grow up. Study natural philosophy as well, because philosophy is the mother of all sciences, and that's where it all began. You will encounter Giordano Bruno, another philosopher murdered by people expecting obedience and control. In the modern days, the tactic is to force standardized education, without which no one honest can publish a white paper. You are instantly discredited unless you join the club of cramming and pretending to learn. And discredit is the key word here. People will lie, tarnish, spread misinformation, and every college student always brainlessly repeats how Rand was a fraud, how her book had filth in it, and how, in her old age, she relied on the state. The urge to feel superior by parroting what everyone else is saying is impossible to resist in the age of ineffective make-believe education. Critiquing great beings is already impertinent. They don't need your help. They only ask for your friendship, as that is the only way you will ever be able to understand them, by granting them your kindness, your time, and kinship. The great adventure trails are hard, just like life becomes more complex as you grow. But they give you a head start in life. They will teach you how to rise. The great books playing in your ear will help you find your center so that you will never break and shatter. But more than just wisdom, they offer the true human culture, the culture won with great deeds and built while daring greatly, the culture of human greatness, fueled by that which is inexhaustible within each of us. The difference between the human culture and whatever companies are trying to sideload any given decade is that the human culture will help you grow all the way up until, come your golden age, you will rise to become a great being. The others are always hollow, with paint peeling even before the decade is up. When life comes to challenge you, the great human culture will help you feel the presence of Socrates and Thoreau, Nietzsche, maybe Miss Rand, Sir Ken Robinson, Hitchens, whoever of those and many others you love dearly. They will stand by you with all their works, all their poetry, where you will finally understand that ideas have more than one context. What seems clunky on a lazy afternoon as you blog about it may just end up being all you can grasp as your mind half unravels from some mistake or tragedy or terrible misfortune. Great beings, above all else, are immense intellectual warriors who have risen countless times over and sometimes even went back to dare greatly anew. I urge you to walk all three trails, the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide. I beg you to begin your life as a legend, to start so overpowered that you'll be able to drag along all those who had nothing left in them. Overpowered, so that you can be sure that you rise all the way up and become a great being with a lasting and meaningful legacy that will help others long after you retire. Take to the trails. Walk the Triple Crown with philosophers whispering in your ear. Do not seize the day. Think for life. Care for your older self. Speed die slowly. Don't take the path less traveled by either. And forget the road not taken. Forget another day. Walk the Triple Crown and listen to the real books. Accept your functional and authentic intellectual inheritance in the years that you walk. And then you'll be well on your way to make your older self proud. And come winter, smile back at your youth. Smile back knowing that you dared greatly. And to live the life in full, life being so dear. And if a ghost in the shell does offer eternal recurrence, say amor fati, say I have never heard anything more divine. And say that you, not some road, made all the difference. It was you who took charge of your life. Go. Go discover the true human culture that will help you grow all the way up. Begin with Socrates.